Welcome back to the OU Daily Tehillim and Physic phone call. This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Tuesday, the 16th day of the month of Cheshvan. Thank you to our wonderful and generous sponsors for their continued support and whose names are prominently listed in the daily OU Tehillim email. To sponsor future programs, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call, C-A-L-L. Please note, the deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's program is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to introduce Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomer Yemuna in Silver Spring, Maryland, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Rosenbaum slowly reciting our daily three chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 23, 121, and 130, and it will be followed by the Mishaberach Lecholim and the Chenu. We will conclude the call with a brief conversation with Rabbi Rosenbaum to learn more about his wonderful community in Silver Spring. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding tomorrow's speaker. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Rosenbaum.
Thank you very much, and it's a wonderful opportunity for me to just express my thanks to OU for the tremendous leadership that the organization has had, particularly during these very, very difficult times for all of us around the country. In this week's Parsha, we have the famous story of Akedas Yitzchak, of Abraham being ready to sacrifice his son, Yitzchak Isaac, and then right before he does so, the angel calls out to Abraham and tells him not to sacrifice his son. Abraham raises his eyes, and he sees a ram there that hadn't been there before. And the commentaries explain that Abraham intuitively understood the fact that the ram hadn't been there before and all of a sudden materialized was the indication that this was a gift from God and that he indeed could take that ram and sacrifice it instead of sacrificing his son, Isaac. It's an amazing story. Of course, we have great association with that story because that's why we blow the ram's horn. That's part of why we blow the ram's horn on Rosh Hashanah. But there's a very obvious question. The real point here is sacrificing Isaac. Abraham thought he was going to sacrifice Isaac. Then the angel comes and tells him, don't sacrifice Isaac. So, okay, go home. Why did God need to provide a ram for Abraham to sacrifice instead of Isaac? Isn't the point that he was willing to sacrifice his son? The Sforno says a very interesting thing on this section of the Torah. And the Sforno quotes the phrase from Tehillim from Psalms, Dover Emes Bilvavo, that it's an essential thing for a person to speak truth within their heart. And the Sforno explains that what that means is Abraham was so inspired in the moment, so connected to God that he was ready to even sacrifice his own son, which is so difficult to even understand, but he was ready to sacrifice his own son to take that feeling of devotion to God and then just shrug your shoulders and say, I guess it was canceled, and go home would be a waste. So Abraham intuitively understood he needed to channel that devotion to God in some way. He looks up, he sees the ram, and he says, oh, God is giving me something to channel, towards which to channel my devotion. And I think it's a really powerful idea, particularly for these times that we live in, to think of every moment of inspiration as a remarkable spark, and it's really a charge to us to actualize that spark. So many of us have had times during COVID where we've been so nervous and frightened and scared, and we think to ourselves, let's do something as a merit. And then, I don't know, we move on. So many of us have had moments where we think of other people and we think to ourselves, you know, I really want to do something for this one. I really want to do something for that one, particularly during these difficult times. And then sometimes it's not feasible to do it, or sometimes we get distracted and we move on. Like Avram did, to think of every holy thought, inspiration, motivation as a remarkable gift that we need to channel, it's something really to think about. And if for whatever reason we weren't able to do something in the moment that we were first inspired, to sit back and reflect and try to reconnect to those sparks. I think if we do that, It will be very meaningful for each and every one of us, and meaningful for the people that we've been thinking of, and certainly a merit, a schus for all of the Jewish people. With God's help, we should all succeed in that regard. We'll say Tehillim now. Parakhaf Gimel 23. Mizmor LeDavid, Adonai Roi Lo Echsar, Binos Deshi Yar Bitseni, Almei Menuchos Yina Aleini, Nafshi Yishovev, Yancheni V'Magle Tzedek, L'man Shemo, Gam Ki Eilech B'Geitz Almoves, Lo Irara Ki Atoi Modi, Shiftecho Mishantecho, Hemi Yinachamuni, Taroch L'Fonai Shulchan Neged Zoraroi, Dishanta Vashemen Roshi Kosi Rivoya, Aktobo Chesed Yirdefuni Koy Mechayoi, V'Shavti B'Veis Adonai, Ni'orech Yamim. Kuf Chaf Aleph, 121. Hold on one second, I'm sorry. Kuf Chaf Aleph, 121. Shir L'Malos, Esoinai El Harim Me Ayin Yavo Ezri, Ezri Me Yim Adonai, Osei Shomayim Vo'aretz, Al Yitain Lamot Reglecha, Al Yonum Shomirecha, Hine lo yonum v'lo yishan shomer Yisrael, Adonai shomerecha, Adonai tzilcho al yad yiminecha, Yom ha-mashemesh lo yakecha v'yareach baloyla, Adonai yishmorcha mikol ra, yishmor es nafshecha, Adonai yishmor tzeischa uvoecha, me'ata v'yad olam. Kuf Lamed 130, Shira ma'alos mimamakim kirasicha Adonai, Adonai shima v'koli, tiyeno aznecha kashuvos v'kol takanunai, Im avonos tishmor yah Adonai mi yamod ki yemcha aslicha l'man tivarei kivisi Adonai kivasan nafshi v'lidvaro hocholti nafshi l'Adonai mishomerim laboker shomerim laboker yachil yisoel el Adonai ki im Adonai achesed barbeim ofedus v'yivdes yisoel mikol avonosav mishaberach avosein Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov Moshe Aaron Dov v'Shlomo yivarech v'rabbi yisacholim. Bavur Shanachim Spalim Bavuram, Bescharze Kodesh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Aleihem, Lach Limam, Lurabusam, Lach Zikam, Lach Yosam, Vishlach Lohem, Meir of Fushleim and Shamayim, Lachol of Reim, Lachol Gideim, Besok Shor Kol Yisrael, Fus and Ever Shafus Aguf, Hashta Bagalov, Isman Kariv, Vinomar, Amen. Achenu Kobesi Soel, Hanasunim Batsor Vashivya, Hom Dim Bain Bayam, Vain Bayabosha, Hamakom Yurachim Aleihem, The Otsiem Mitzara Lirvacha, Umeafela Liora, Umeshiba Lugiula, Hashta Bagalov Isman Kariv, Vinomar Amen.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Rosenbaum. As we transition into the next part of our call, how are you, your family, and the community doing?
Baruch Hashem, thank you very much. I think whenever I speak to anyone in these times, we all realize we're all going through challenges. So I'm doing okay, thank God. My family is doing wonderfully, thank God. My children are in school, which is a very nice development in our community. Some of the major schools in our community, we're starting in-person school from the beginning of the school year, with some people doing virtual. All of the major schools in the community right now are offering the in-person option, which I think is a great progress for the families of our community and the institutions of our community. But like everybody, we're all muddling through as best we can with COVID.
Certainly so. So to get us started, for our listeners who may not be as familiar with your particular community, if you can give us a brief overview of your shul and really the community as a whole.
Thank you. So we're really part of the greater Washington community. The vast, a very significant percentage of the people who live in Silver Spring and other communities really work in Washington, D.C. There are different sections of Silver Spring. So the section in which my shul is located is the Kemp Mill area. That's the largest area of the Orthodox community within Silver Spring. There's, thank God, over 1,000 family units of the Orthodox community in Kemp Mill. And my shul, Young Yisrael Shomrei Emunah, is one of the major shuls in Kemp Mill. Thank God we have over 500 family units. And it's a very special place to live. There's a tremendous amount of communal achdus, unity, and mutual respect, and our many shuls, but particularly our shul is really a very diverse shul, and with Baruch Hashem in Silver Spring, we very much appreciate each other, and I think we're good neighbors to each other, and we learn from each other. It's a beautiful place to live.
That's a great thing to hear, and everything I've heard, it's a very, very special community. Rabbi Rosenbaum, with the world changing so much and in the midst of these changes, and not just the technological changes of Zoom or of being on lockdown, being needing to social distance, and our schools and schools operating in a different way, what communal changes do you anticipate as a result of COVID-19? Maybe something that's going to stick, perhaps, as we look forward to the post COVID-19 world.
Very interesting. I'm not sure if this is what you're asking or not, but this is what I think about a lot. We struggle so much with appreciating what other people are experiencing and what other people are going through. And of course, it's true. Any person who's had any personal challenge will tell you that unless someone has had that challenge, they don't know what I'm experiencing. They don't really understand. But I think in general, we really struggle with appreciating what other people might be going through. I think there's something really interesting about COVID in the sense that everybody is experiencing some challenge. It could be the homebound individual, it could be the homebound elderly couple, it could be the family trying to figure out how to deal with their kids when they're working from home and the kids are home from school, and everything in between. And the recognition that whenever I see someone in the street or at the store, they must be dealing with a challenge. I don't know what their challenge is, but they must be dealing with a challenge because I know I'm dealing with a challenge. I would like to think that will impact how we interact with each other in some sense moving forward. I would like to think so. I would like to hope so. Obviously, there's greater tensions in every community, I think, because of COVID. But I think there's a greater level of understanding and thought about other people because of COVID. And I would like to see that really stick over time. I hope so.
That's a beautiful idea. Rabbi Rosenbaum, thank you so much for being on the call today and for providing us with a picture of your wonderful community, as they are with all Klal Yisrael and the entire world. Our thoughts and our tefillot, our prayers are with you and your community for continued bracha, success, growth, and good health. For those of you listening in the United States, obviously today's election day, recognizing the incredible freedom we have in this amazing country, please take advantage of the opportunity you have not already and exercise your right and vote today for the candidate and party of your choosing. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and a refuah for all of those in need will be answered with tova for good. And may the Rabboni Shel Olam, the master of the world, speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. Please join us again tomorrow, Wednesday, at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, the words of inspiration from Rabbi Gary Gelman of the United Orthodox Synagogue in Houston, Texas. This concludes today's call. With hearts full of faith, be strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy,